producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The live Saturday edition of the program. We'll, of course, take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. We'll give you those toll-free numbers and our Skype here in a moment. And it's almost Halloween. We're about 21 days out from Halloween at this point, so just a few weeks away. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark. And I imagine the kids have their costumes, or at least are getting them.
Yeah, I need to get mine, too. I have something put together for the upcoming Halloween costume dance party, which will be during Keenvention. We can tell you more about Keenvention here in a little bit. And with you in the studio, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And so let's jump into the story here. There's news about an upsetting Halloween display. And it's coming from actually two different locations. There's a front yard in Butler, New Jersey, and another one in Parma, Ohio. They're not related, but they're the two currently most offensive Halloween displays, at least in the news media, that which has been making news. So the story's coming from the Daily Mail, and it's in regards to both of them. They say that politically charged Halloween statements have seldom been successful in the past, and this one is proving no different. A family in New Jersey has upset some
politically charged. What are they doing? Hanging the candidates?
There is an Obama here, but I don't think he's hanging. I'll tell you more about this.
That's
scene.
A really bad idea, people.
I'll tell you more about the scene here. This family has upset some of the community for decorating their home with what they say is an anti-ISIS theme, using a hanging mannequin representing a United States soldier and a terrorist standing nearby wearing a mask of President Obama and brandishing a machete.
Oh, dear God.
Behind the scene is a depiction of Jordanian pilot Lieutenant Moth al-Kasasbeh in a cage. He was horrifically burned alive by ISIS.
He was horrifically, yes, indeed.
After being captured following the shooting down of his jet fighter earlier this year. While some neighbors have called the setup tasteless and un-American, the homeowner said the real horror is more frightening than the fake. Going on here, they do show some photographs. And it looks like there's a... So you got the soldier that's hanging. He's kind of bloody looking. The man in the cage is not on fire in the cage, but he is caged. And he's got the kind of the classic orange jumpsuit on with a black bag over his head. The terrorist that's wearing the Obama mask is brandishing a bloodied machete. And he's sort of standing near the tree where the military man is being hung from.
Yeah.
So I would say that, you know, for given that there's no narrative here, right? Like there's not a pamphlet or whatever for somebody
maybe,
to pick
maybe
up.
Maybe that's an idea.
Yeah, that would be an idea. Because, you know, it seems like there's some confusing mixed messages here. I mean, why would the terrorist be wearing a Barack Obama mask? It looks like Barack Obama is brandishing the machete in front of the hanging soldier. So it's a little strange. Maybe they're saying that the terrorists are actually connected to Barack Obama in some grand conspiracy theory.
Many people believe that, and there's some good arguments that, there's some really good arguments, you know. United States government is supporting people that it would call otherwise terrorists currently in the Middle East.
Sure.
And it certainly has been doing that historically. Having specifically with Obama, it's like, you know, does he represent the government in this circumstance? Would it be okay if this was an Uncle Sam instead of a Barack Obama? I mean, would these people do this in the same way if this was George Bush doing this? Many of these questions are what I'm wondering.
So according to an update here at the Daily Mail, the Obama mask has been removed.
Okay.
So now it's just like, I don't know, some terrorist or whatever. I'm not sure what mask or face, if any, they have in place. So maybe that is reducing the amount of confusion that this particular display is causing. But nonetheless, neighbors don't agree with the homeowner. The homeowner said he would only be identified as Matt. He told NJ.com that, quote, "We in this house do not like ISIS. What greater scary man is there than the real threat among us, unquote. Is he talking about Muslims? Is that the idea that these
ISIS.
Radical Islamic terrorists are waiting and lurking among us, well, waiting claim to strike?
The claim is that some ISIS-type folks have come through in the most recent situations of people who are fleeing here. And
okay.
That's some of the idea. I don't know. Haven't had much of an attack here.
That's an idea that would lead towards some really scary things, right? And we've had people on this show suggest or come right out and say that they want to round up Muslims, that they want to subject people of the Islamic belief system to more scrutiny than the average person in the United States. And I find those ideas to be absolutely frightening. From a police state aspect, let alone the human rights aspect as well.
Well, if they're doing some kind of immigration thing, they should be checking people for affiliations or something like that. I get where they're coming from on that. But once they've been scrutinized, isn't the scrutiny done?
Well, the government's never done scrutinizing you. I don't know if you've noticed. They want you to submit to them on at least a yearly basis. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are also welcome on these controversial Halloween displays. Is it too far to have a gory, real, like, sick-looking Halloween display? Because that's what this next one is, we'll tell you about. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. John is with us listening in Iowa. John, it says here you're listening on the radio, but it's my understanding the talk station there that we were on has changed to a music station. Is that not the case?
I am bummed out because I'm really starting to like this show.
Aw.
Yeah, it's like 98.3. Now they're playing rap or something, which is fine, but don't take away my talk radio because I
know. It's such a bummer when
station.
It's such a bummer to me when a good FM talk station decides to change formats and go back to music. It's like they're going back to the olden days or whatever.
And
like, who listens to music on the radio?
I feel the same way. I'm a talk radio listener myself. I'd rather listen to a garden show or a fishing show. I don't care what it is. I just don't want to hear music on the radio. I'll go get that when I want to get it, where I want to get it.
Right. The only time I listen to music on the radio is if I'm in a strange town I've never been in before, and then I'll just sort of scan the band or whatever, if I was in jail, because when I was in jail for civil disobedience, that was really one of the only things you could do was listen to the radio. So, John, sorry about that. You can still always listen to Free Talk Live online over at freetalklive.com. And, of course, you know, our archives are there. Yeah. You can download MP3s, listen live. Glad to have you tonight anyway. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, good. No, I like this back and forth. I listen to a lot of talk radio, a lot of conservative shows, but you guys, like, really interact with the callers, and you don't just hang up on them and stuff. It's really quite amazing.
See, here's the reason why. I used to be a talk radio listener before I created Free Talk Live, and it was really frustrating to me the kind of throwaway mentality that the talk show hosts would treat their callers with. It was almost like they would just take the first sentence from whoever was calling in, hang up on the caller, and then riff on whatever, you know, spin on what the topic was the caller brought up, and it was just all about the host and their opinion, not so much any kind of conversation with somebody else or any, you know, challenging of ideas.
Absolutely, man. You just like, you sound like me talking. That's so right. And you guys got a real free marketplace going.
Thank you. So, what was on your mind tonight? What did you want to share?
Oh, I don't even remember. Oh, okay.
Something about guns.
Show me your papers.
Show me your papers.
Yeah. The I'm noticing a little bit of hypocrisy in the right to carry crowd. I'm glad the Constitution didn't mention the right to urinate, because, like the Second Amendment, the permit to carry people, they make you pay for classes and then a $50 fee and then 5-year fee and transportation time to the class and, legal insurance, because if there's prosecution, you know, the system isn't safe enough to determine your justice. So, if you can give me a little bit of latitude, I'd like to take you down a little bit of a path. Like, envision with me George Washington, okay? I'm making this up, I'm juxtaposing. He's 1 week out of office of president. He gets his carriage pulled over by a state trooper, and I hate that word trooper for civilian police. But the trooper tells him, I'm juxtaposing, the trooper tells him, he says, your carriage has no numerical tag, and you will be fined. And then the trooper demands a driver's license and informs the general, the president, that he has no natural right to exist while moving down roads. It's a privilege to be granted or taken away by government.
I have a real problem with privileges. I like the idea of rights. If you want to stand by, John, this is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio.
To arm or not to arm? This is Charlie Sunstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For some, an adjustable rate mortgage is an automatic no. If that's the case, it's usually for a couple of reasons. Either you're uncomfortable with any risk or simply don't know how hybrid arms work. For others, an ARM can be a valuable financial tool. A hybrid ARM is actually a fixed-rate loan for the first 3, 5, 7, or 10 years. During the fixed period, there's no risk of rate adjustment and typically offer healthy savings. Having reasonable expectations for future sale or refinancing can be all it takes to make a hybrid ARM worth considering. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate MLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sunstrom, MLS 134251.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition. You may dial toll free and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about the scary Halloween displays that some people are finding offensive. One is a supposedly anti-ISIS display, but it's a little on the gruesome side for the small children, I suppose. And you're welcome to comment on those. We'll tell you more about it here in a moment. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our number again, 855-450-FREE. And then also Skype us at Skype username LRN.FM. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733.
Some good liberty-oriented folks are starting their own graphic novel. This is an action comedy graphic novel. It's called James versus the New World Order by Brandon Bitros, illustrated by J. Matthew Root, the first in what's estimated to be a 5-volume, 24-issue series. So let me give you a little teaser for it. What would you do when a bizarre cult army calling itself the Trust invades your sleepy little mountain hometown? Find out what James Cantrell, a big-hearted country boy with a crappy job who's learned to live without dreams, does. Because sometimes the guy who's learned to live without dreams might just be the best suited to handle a nightmare. If it intrigues you, go to jamesvsthenewworldorder.com to contribute to the Kickstarter. Because what this is they're not crowdfunding as much as they're just sort of doing pre-sales. You order ahead, you help them to get the money together for artwork and coloring, production, distribution, all the things that one needs to do in one of these circumstances. James vs. TheNewWorldOrder.com. James versus TheNewWorldOrder.com.
Now, John in Iowa didn't call in to talk about radio inside chat, but we did sort of distract from the point of his call, which you seem like you're winding up to talk about the idea of privileges versus rights, but I might just be speculating. John, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's good. By the way, the James thing sounds really interesting. I'll have to check that out. Yeah, I had this scenario about George Washington. He's not general. He's just out of presidency, and a trooper stops him, says, you have no tag, you have no driver's license, because it's a privilege to granted by the government to exist while moving. And then so then the trooper sees that he has a sidearm, and just like the Second Amendment, right to carry people, he says, oh, you don't have a permission to enjoy your Second Amendment. You have to take classes and pay fees and all that kind of stuff. And, oh, by the way, we see, Mr. General Washington, you got a 3-inch blade on you. So at this point, you know, his arms are confiscated. This is, and he says, well, for the safety of both the trooper and yourself, Mr. Washington, we're going to have to ask you to put your arms behind your back.
This does sound pretty realistic. It sounds like something that would happen in Washington, D.C. It wouldn't happen
now,
here in New Hampshire.
For 150 years, you know, and the un-American response would be, well, that's General Washington. He's the president. He was a general. And to insinuate that the rest of the 1776 generation and 150 years of Americans after that are not responsible enough to have a greater than 3.
You're right. There's a viewpoint that's fairly common.
Second Amendment.
Right. There's a viewpoint that's fairly common that if you work for the government, you're completely fine for having a weapon, but all the rest of you rabble, you've got to jump through all the hoops that you were talking about, because it's not a right if you have to ask permission. It's then, as you mentioned, a privilege. And John, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I think this is an important point that's lost on a lot of Americans and people around the world who don't really understand the difference. If it says that it's a right, if the idea is that it's a right, by definition, you don't have to ask for permission to exercise your right. You just do it. If you have a right to free speech, you just speak. You don't have to go to some bureaucrat, submit a form saying, hey, can I speak today? I would like to go and speak in public. And yet there are still certain jurisdictions where they will give you a hard time and or arrest you if you go out and participate in a protest, which is supposedly protected by the First Amendment, in some sort of public park or whatever, without having some kind of a permit in order to do so. It's the same thing.
You know what rights you have left? Because you don't have to ask permission for them. That's what you got left. Because if you're asking for a permission, if there's a permission slip to keep in a country where the rule book, the Constitution says, shall not be infringed when it's talking about the right to keep and bear arms, then that's it. You know what I mean? It's no longer a right. Not if you need a permit. Permits explicitly mean permission.
Exactly. And so what I like to see is people exercising their rights. And I was recently invited to the ACLU Awards Dinner here in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire version of the ACLU. And it was an honor to be there. And they talked about how there's kind of like two different groups of people in the audience. One group is attorneys. And then another group are the people who actually stand up and put their own freedom on the line in order to secure the rights that we have today. What few remain, or what semblance of respecting those rights remains. And those only remain because of those activists who are willing to stand up and be arrested, be threatened, have their freedom taken from them for exercising their rights. Because there's always, from the government, from the people that call themselves the state or the federal government or your local government, they're always pushing to take those rights. They want to subsume your rights and your responsibilities.
Well, the net is constantly closing. That is the nature of the state, is to constantly be taking away your privileges. And it is the obligation of the citizenry. This is what we're told by the Founding Fathers. I don't think the obligation actually exists. But it's the obligation of the citizenry to fight against that.
Well, somebody should fight against it, certainly, if they don't want to see it continue. Unfortunately, most people aren't willing to lift a finger to oppose the state. And I mean that literally.
Well, it's considered anti-American these days, right? I mean, to essentially say anything about the government is essentially considered anti-American. People will drive by and say things like...
Ask.
What?
It depends who you ask.
Everybody hates protesters.
There's plenty
man.
Of people who don't trust the government, Mark.
Yeah, but they still hate protesters.
Okay.
People generally dislike those that protest.
No doubt. There's a lot of inconsistency in what people want, right? Like, people want the idea of rights. They want to be free for themselves.
Yes. And they think that the government is a good protector of them, which is just absolute foolishness.
Do people think that?
I think they do. Well, they all went to government school. We've got 100 years of people who, everybody listening to me, 90% of them went to the Government Indoctrination Center. They were in their civics class, they were told that the government is the protector of these rights.
Yeah, but it doesn't take long, once you reach close to adulthood in your, teenage years, if you start to pay attention to the things that are going on around you, it doesn't take long to realize that they're not, in point of fact, protecting you, that they're putting you in jeopardy, and they're arresting your friends. And, I mean, I guess if you don't...
Once the information has been taught, you have to then
unlearn it. Right.
And
I'm saying it doesn't take that long to unlearn it in our information age today. I mean, really, who out there listening to this show tonight actually believes the government is protecting you? That the government is protecting your rights? I mean, you could argue that the police are out there supposedly protecting you from... serial murderers or whatever, and of course the argument is pretty bad because they don't do a very good job in general of catching murderers, considering they're focusing on drug users and other nonviolent crimes. But but as far as the general concept of the government protecting your rights, what is the evidence for that belief? If you actually think that, I'd like to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's one way to reach us. You can also reach out via Skype and connect to us at Skype username lrn.fm. And this is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGTHEM.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming. that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether it's offensive Halloween displays or the idea of the government protecting your rights, I ask you, what is the evidence of it? I mean, every now and then there's some court decision that seems to shore up some rights, and I'll give them credit for it when credit is due. But the supermajority of these court decisions and the supermajority of the laws that are passed are disemboweling your rights on a regular basis. And you could argue that the bowels have already been spilled, you know, many years ago.
Even when they do support your rights, it tends to be a qualified support. You know, they'll say things like rights need to be attenuated and these sorts of things.
Right, as long as there's no significant governmental interest, you can have your little right.
You can't, you can't attenuate a right. It's a right or it isn't.
I tend to agree.
Now, there's an argument that we humans give up a certain amount of our rights to live in society and that sort of thing. But then
great. Show me the agreement.
That's one great question. Is when did I sign this? When did I make this agreement? But the other thing is that if I gave them, then I should be able to withdraw them.
You would think.
And if I can withdraw them from one society being shorthand for government, right? Because, you know, society isn't really what government is, but government would love you to believe that in some way it is a social, civil organization. It is neither one of those things. Government could be, but certainly not the state as it is modeled today. So they... if you can withdraw this consent, then you can create your own society with other people. Well, why can't I withdraw my consent from, say, the federal government or, you know, the state government of New Hampshire or whatever, take my property and, you know, get a few of my neighbors together with their property and create our own little nation where we have a different agreement on what rights are? If that's the case, then you truly have given up your rights to live in society because you can withdraw them. But if you can't withdraw them, if you cannot withdraw your rights, because your rights are your liberties, if you cannot withdraw your liberties, you are a slave. Now, you may be a greater slave or a lesser slave. You may use a term like serf, which is sort of a qualified slavedom. But the state of humankind since the agrarian revolution and frankly probably before that is slavery. It's domination of one human over another.
If you'd like to comment, join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. John is listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you're exactly right. See, you recognize the problem. It's just when you were there with the ACLU, you should have asked them straight out, why is it they defend certain people when a constitutional violation has been had? And the average person is not defendable. And
well, wait a minute. Wait, let's slow down for a moment here. I was at the ACLU of New Hampshire dinner, which isn't the same as the other ACLUs. I've had them defend my rights before in court. So who is it that you feel they should defend that they haven't? I mean, they can't take on every case in the world. There's just too many offenses against people.
Well, in general, they could if they really were. Well, it would cause utter chaos, number one. They usually...
What would cause utter chaos? Them taking on every single case that people's rights have been violated?
If they would take it on as an overall, an outstanding, like swearing allegiance to the United States of America rather than the fact you're a Native American if you're born here. Now, if they argued that case...
I'm confused. What does that mean?
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. It means when you, like the right to travel, you've been talking about that tonight. When you sign that form at the top, you have to check if you're a United States citizen or you've applied for citizenship.
What's that have to do with the ACLU? You're going to have to clear this up for me.
Once you've sworn allegiance that you are a United States citizen, it's as if you were born in Canada and you came here and applied for citizenship, or you were born in America and you renounce your constitutional rights, and then you go under U.S. law. Which, man, that changes every time these guys meet in Washington. It's
right.
Very difficult.
So how could I possibly be a citizen if they're always changing the rules and I never signed any kind of an agreement that obligated me to allegiance to them? Because they're not obligated to protect me, right? Like, citizenship is you have a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection from this people, you know, these people calling themselves the state or the government, but they don't have an obligation to protect. There have been many Supreme Court cases that have ruled that way, so therefore there could be no citizen, right?
Well, let's see, they have no obligation to protect the United States citizen. They have an obligation to uphold the Constitution to Americans.
I've never seen any obligation on their part to do anything.
Well, you know, when it comes down to it, they wouldn't do it anyhow. If you came to a policeman and said, look, I'm Native American, they go like, whoa, that's out of my jurisdiction. That's a federal thing, which it is. It's a federal obligation. It's not a state obligation or a city obligation. It's a federal
If I were a Native American, I wouldn't come to the government for a damn thing. I mean,
well,
you'd have to be insane to go to the government for something, I mean, period, let alone if you were a Native American.
Where were you born at? I mean, that's really helpful.
I was born on the earth. Mm-hmm. Look, what does this have to do with the ACLU? I'll give you one more chance to answer that.
All right. The ACLU will defend anybody that's born within one of the 50 states. They will not defend anybody that's born outside of, in the District of Columbia.
That sounds like conspiracy theory to me, sir.
It's not conspiracy. It's on your tax form. Don't you read that when you fill it out every year?
What the hell does that have to do with the ACLU?
The ACLU doesn't hand out tax forms?
Yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
It tells where you're born. Only United States citizens pay U.S. income tax.
Now, you're going to have to show me the ACLU's claim that they don't actually represent somebody who was not born within the United States. That's something I've never heard of before, and thank you for the call tonight, John. I don't believe it for a moment. I mean, the ACLU seems to be a relative, at least in New Hampshire, and, you know, they're different. They're slightly different from state to state. Like, the New Hampshire one's a little more gun-friendly than others, from what I understand. You know, I've never seen that at all. I mean, if somebody's rights are being violated, if their constitutional rights are being violated, the ACLU's always sort of seemed interested in those sorts of cases.
Some cases they are, some cases they aren't.
They can't take them all.
They can't.
I've tried, you know, I've pitched them on a few different cases I really wanted them to take, and, you know, while they understood where I was coming from, they only have so much resources, and they're a relatively small organization here in New Hampshire. There's only one attorney on staff at the ACLU. They have other attorneys who work with them as sort of pro bono, you know, we give you a freebie kind of case. They'll take care of the case, and then on the back end, they might be able to collect some attorney's fees if they're successful. That's what happened in my case with the ACLU. And they never asked me, are you a U.S. citizen? You know, they didn't demand information like that out of me. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I think there's a lot of mythology, like anti-ACLU mythology out there, and it's spread by conservative talk radio, typically, I think.
It seems like civil liberties are a good thing. I don't support the ACLU in an unqualified fashion.
No, they don't get it right every single time.
But I've seen them do good things.
I see them do good far more often than not.
And if you choose to alienate somebody who disagrees with you some small percentage of the time, then, well, you're going to alienate a lot of people.
Ronald is on the line listening in Indy to WIBC-FM with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ronald.
How are you tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, I got 2 points to make. Number one, you were talking earlier about rounding up all people from the Muslims and everything. But the thing about it is, with them, a lot of people are still thinking that they can do it the same way they did back when World War II, they rounded up all the Japanese people and gave them a choice to go back to their own country.
What do you think about that?
It wasn't their own country. They were born here.
What do you think about that, rounding people up like that?
Well, in some ways, I think it's possibly should, but then again, I mean, you know, they have rights just like anybody else, but it's just, you know, with all the people coming in through the Mexican border line, it's just not right that most of them are not legal.
So are you saying you should round people up? Is that what you're saying?
No, I said they ought to check them out more thoroughly than what they have.
I want you to stand by, Ronald. I'd like to know a little more about what you believe. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. More with Ronald and your calls and thoughts about rounding them up, whoever they are. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Ever wish you had a business that ran itself, put money in your pocket, and you didn't have to go to work? If I could turn your current life into that business, then list it in the right systems that put money in your pocket, so potentially you didn't have to go to work. Is that something you might be interested in? Credit Success Secrets Revealed is exactly that. We help you document your life as a business. We place that data in the right systems to trigger automatic personal and business credit that works. We teach you how to get business funding to buy assets that put money in your pocket. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time, no matter your situation. It's as easy as following simple directions. We practically fill it out for you. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people get cash in their hands right now. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to creditsuccesssecretsrevealed.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. 1-800-831-0771.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Everything from offensive Halloween displays, and also your rights versus privileges. You can comment on those or whatever's on your mind here. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, is it a privilege, Mark, when we give people a discount code that they can use at a business? Is that
absolutely
a privilege?
That's a privilege.
So you are privileged to go to Vistaprint.com and use code FTL to get 500 custom business cards starting at just $9.99. Now, if you've ever ordered business cards before, you know that's a great deal, because business cards can be ridiculously expensive considering how tiny they are. With Vistaprint, you can do it custom. You can customize the text, colors, backsides. You can upload your logo to one of their existing designs, or just upload a complete design that you've done on your own. It's super easy. I've gone through their process a couple of times using their tool on their website that you can create your business cards with. If you want, you can make it even fancier by adding a brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. It's super easy and user-friendly, so there's really no reason not to try this out. In fact, they'll even guarantee that you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. So go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. The quality's great, and it's super easy to customize. Vistaprint.com, code FTL. As we go back to Ronald on the line here in Indianapolis, and I think we got you on a better line here, Ronald. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. All right.
So, Ronald, I was thinking about this immigration thing today in regards to rights, and it seems to me that there's a right for people to sort of travel from one location to another, and that comes in conflict with, you know, laws as they exist today here in the United States. People will use the term illegal immigrant, but, I mean, you know, I can travel, you know, I can go all kinds of different places and not be an illegal immigrant, but I cross some line on a map and suddenly I am one. Now, I understand property rights and, you know, obviously I don't want people just wandering onto my property and, say, camping or something like that. But I also think that it comes into conflict, and it's usually in a couple of ways that people, you know, really sort of that immigrants rub them wrong. So it's like they believe they're going to come here and vote for the party that's not theirs, or they're going to drive up their taxes because they're going to be welfare leeches, or they're going to, you know, take their jobs, or a variety of reasons like that. And I'm just wondering if you have any of those concerns.
Well, I think taking somebody else's job, and that's just not right. And a lot of companies will hire. You there?
Yep, we're right here.
Sounds like you walked into a sprinkler.
This is getting hosed down a waterfall.
What happened?
Hey, go ahead. We hear you fine.
Okay. They do come to this country and they take other people's jobs. These companies will hire because they give people wages. So they are illegal immigrants.
I'm sorry.
You know what? You might be on a bad cell phone connection here. Can you try that one more time?
Now, can you hear me well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They come to the United States and they take jobs because of they're able to take the jobs. And because people, these companies are harmed because they're they give them under wages.
They'll take lower wages?
Exactly.
Yeah. So one thing, my rebuttal to that is that a job doesn't belong to you, right? Like, you know, if I'm an employer and I've got an employee, I guess I don't have any employees, but if I had one, that's an agreement between them and me as to them doing some work for me. So they don't have a job. I have work that needs to be done, and I contract with them to do it. And if somebody will come along and do as good of a job for less of a price, I should be able to do that, right? I mean, you know, I have a guy who comes out and does my plumbing, but if for some reason some other guy comes along and I think he's a better choice, I should be able to switch, shouldn't I?
Well, yeah, in a way, but it's just not. When you're not from this country, you should be able to just do what you want to do.
Why the hell not? Why shouldn't everybody from anywhere in the world be able to do what they want to do, as long as it's not hurting somebody else?
Well, it is hurting people.
No, I mean like hurting you directly. You don't own your job, okay? You're always subject to competition.
But you got a family, you got support.
Yeah, well,
sorry.
I'm sure that's what everybody who's ever worked for a tyrannical government has always said. There's a mortgage to pay. So many horrifying acts in the world have been done in for the mortgage. These people who are coming over here and looking for work, in many cases, are doing it because they want to feed
their family.
Family.
Hey, thanks, Ronald, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's this crowd thing.
And forget the immigrants' rights for a second here. Let's set aside the rights of people who were born outside of an arbitrary map line. Let's look at the rights of the employer. What you're saying is that I can't choose who I'm going to pick as my plumber next week because the current plumber's got a family. That's a really crappy reason. What if he's not as good of a plumber as the other plumber?
Well, you can pick him if he's an American, Mark.
You know, he was born within this certain area, and these are the rules that that supposedly are passed down to us. But,
should I also only be able to choose? I mean, if that's if the idea is that choosing someone for a job or replacing an employee with someone else from the same country is okay, is it better to replace an employee with someone who's from the same state as well? Should I give people from the same state, which is a different arbitrary geographic boundary, but one that's a little more close to me, should I give them special treatment because, you know, even if they aren't as qualified, we're in New Hampshire, if I'm hiring for a position and I get applications from Massachusetts and Connecticut, should I just go ahead and shelve those and only really care about the people in New Hampshire?
Labor's, you know, loosely speaking, a commodity like so many other things. If I am to purchase things, am I to purchase things that are geographically close to me? Because let's not forget that New Hampshire's significantly closer to Montreal than it is to San Diego. And should I support people who are geographically close to me, or should I support people who are within the same country, even though it's farther? These ideas don't seem to have a lot of philosophical depth.
No,
to them.
They're based on nationalism. It's based on the idea that people in the United States are somehow better than the rest of the world. The rest of the people in the world were born outside of these boundaries, so screw them, is essentially the viewpoint. And it's ridiculous. And you're right, Mark. If you own a business, you should be free to hire whoever you want. Now, I'm sorry if you're going to fire somebody who's got a family to feed, but it's just business. You know, finding the best person for the job that's willing to work at the lowest rate is how you do it.
Well, no, that's not just it. If, as an employer, you want, when you're, as an employee, you want, when you decide the contract with employer, you're mm-hmm. the monopoly owner of your labor, and you need to consider the loyalty factor of your employer. Is your employer going to stick with you? If you provide them with good service, are they going to stick with you? Because I can say as an employer, I'm willing to pay more for an employee if they make my life better.
Sure.
And they do the job well. It's now, if you're talking about some...
That's why I said you want to find the best employee at the lowest price.
The ones that want to make their demands the most tend to be the ones that are not that great of an employee from the get-go. That's why they're making demands, because they need to. They haven't moved up.
Our toll-free number, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Mike. He's listening to WKCT in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hey, Mike. Mike in Bowling Green. Mike in Bowling Green.
Hello?
Going once. Oh, we got
Hello?
You, Mike. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, how you doing tonight?
Good, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to ask and make a statement about the refugees coming over here from, I think it's Syria.
In some cases,
how many? 100,000, 200,000. Of course, I've got a problem with that, but I was just wondering, why can't, you know, Ben Carson made a statement about that a while back. Why can't we send food over there and some shelter for them? They can put up these makeshift homes for them anymore. They can do it overnight.
In most cases, these aren't poor people. In many cases, you're talking with Syrians. These are people working, you know, working class, middle class, even professional class people who had jobs who are now in a country that's war-torn. Certainly, food's a great thing, but...
Doesn't do you good if you don't have shelter.
You know, I mean, if your place was war-torn, you'd want to go someplace else, too. I mean, look what happened with Katrina. People just picked up and left, and it was a hurricane.
Well, I understand that, and also remember they sent a lot of trailers down there so that they had a place to live and to put a roof over their head.
And then they started leaking formaldehyde, if I recall that correctly, from the FEMA trailers. You certainly don't want to trust the government to send anybody any kind of assistance. Thanks, Mike, for your call tonight. The toll-free number for you to join us here. We got plenty of time for you. It's the live Saturday edition, and the number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.